Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Thursday afternoon. I want to give you a quick peek ahead. Coming up at 4:45, a little more than an hour from now, I'm going to give you a chance to win that set of tickets, a pair of tickets to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd. They are going to be at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Of course, that's the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. It's going to be on August the 26th. Put that on your calendar. You definitely want to be there for that. I have already blocked out the time. I'm not going to miss him. I saw him last year. Coming up at 4:05 this afternoon, my buddy Brian Kilmeade. As you know, I was on Fox and Friends the other day with Brian, and he's returning the favor. Brian Kilmeade will be with us at 4:05. Next week, we've got some great stuff coming up, including, among other people, Paul Manafort. Remember that name? Ran President Trump's campaign for a while. Had, shall we say, some negative interaction with law enforcement and the U.S. Attorney's Office. But Paul Manafort is going to be here. And somebody that I have really, really followed throughout the years, Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk is the guy behind Turning Point USA. And Charlie Kirk is going to be with us next week as well. Well, I mentioned Turning Point USA. Kelly Anna Brooking is the youngest president and ambassador with Turning Point USA. And I'm so thrilled. I really am just absolutely delighted that she's got some time for us. Kelly Anna, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, the pleasure is mine now. I've mentioned to everybody that you are the youngest president, the youngest ambassador for Turning Point USA. Would you like to share your actual age?
Yes, I'm 14 currently. I got involved in politics when I was 12.
So you and I have something in common, my friend. The first political campaign I ever worked in, I was 12 years old. And I have always had a soft spot for, well, I don't want to say kids because that sounds dismissive and I don't mean it that way, but you know what I mean, young people who are aware of what's going on. What the heck motivated you?
Well, what motivated me to get my start in politics was I live in Seattle, so we had Chop Chaz, which was their main focus was defunding the police and treating police officers horribly and physically attacking them, and it was just awful. And growing up, I was never really taught about politics necessarily. But I was always taught in our household to respect those who helped make our lives and our community safer. So to me, I realized that it wasn't necessarily a political thing. It was just morally wrong. So I read Tommy Lahren's book, Never Play Dead, and it really motivated me to open my eyes to politics and realize how much the left is trying to impact the youth in a negative way.
So tell me a little bit about living in Seattle. Look, I'm friends with some folks from Seattle. My buddy Glenn Beck grew up in Seattle, but he kind of, you know, recovered. What the heck is going on with you in Seattle? It's like occupied territory.
Well, the police are defunded, so our communities are not safe at all. Crime spikes are through the roof. It's absolutely insane and unsafe. And I was supposed to speak at an event a few months back, and my picture was on a poster, and they were claiming that I was a fascist and that everybody at the event was some racist, homophobic bigots. And it was absolutely insane. When I was walking around Seattle, I was like, oh my gosh, my picture is on these posters. So obviously I felt unsafe, but I still wanted to speak at the event. And the event ended up being canceled because there was children being involved in this event that were being attacked.
Wow. Oh, that's outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous. Remind everybody, Kellyanne Brooking is joining us. She's 14 years old. She is the youngest president as well as the youngest ambassador for Turning Point USA. Kellyanne, you're not just popping up on talk radio programs. You've got 10,000 plus people that follow you on Instagram. Give me an idea. Give everybody an idea what they're going to find over at Instagram with you.
Yes, of course. Well, my main thing, speaking out against critical race theory in schools, I think it's absolutely awful. Racism should never be taught. And I think that it's time that conservatives start calling it what it is. It's not critical race theory. It's really just racism. And people need to speak out against it. I've talked about what I'm going through at school. I got kicked out of school for 2 months for not complying to the outrageous mask mandates. My principal said that I could do online school while I was kicked out. It wasn't ideal, but I continued to do it. And then I spoke out at a school board meeting. I talked to the school board leaders and explained, I called them out individually and explained why what they're doing is wrong. My principal got mad that I was condemning our school district. So then she kicked me out of online school too. So my big thing, I really love the First Amendment. It's kind of my jam. I think that everybody should be able to speak about what they want, even if I don't agree with it.
All right, so I got to ask you, Kellyanne, because I've got three kids, and I'm thinking, you know, I'd love the idea that I've got this brilliant daughter who's speaking out, taking stands, and then there's a part of me going, oh, come on, Kellyanne, just play soccer or join the drama club and be done with this already, you know?
Yes, of course. A lot of conservatives get mad at me for speaking out at my age. They're like, oh, Kellyanne, I agree with what you're saying, but maybe just wait a few years. Stop wasting your youth years on politics. And what people don't understand is that I have a politically themed life, but I still have a life. Like, I still hang out with my friends and go to the beach and play sports and talk about boys. Like, I'm still a normal kid. I'm just involved in politics as well. And if I don't speak out now, then I don't think I'll ever be able to, because I can tell you firsthand how I've been, there's been attempts to cancel me at school. I've had hate pages made about me. I get hate messages. My account's been banned, restricted, shadow banned, all of these things. So I know that if I don't use my platform and my voice to speak out now, then I will never be able to in the future.
Well, listen, I love everything that you're doing. Kellyanne Brooking joining us for a couple of moments. So I do need to know, again, as a dad, do your parents ever say to you, okay, we're going to go do something else? Or do they look at this and say, look, she's a smart young lady. She's got her act together. And politics, as you said, just happens to be your jam.
Well, my dad is my biggest fan, my number one supporter. He brings me to all of my events, helps me with all of my scripts and just everything. So he definitely encouraged me to get involved in politics and continue doing what I'm doing. So no, there hasn't been a moment where he's like, you know what, give up on politics and go play soccer. No, he's definitely always supported me.
Good. Well, I'm glad. I am so glad to hear that. So we've got folks listening now, Kellyanne, maybe have not heard you before, have not seen you on Instagram. Give everybody all your social media details. How do we follow you? How do we interact? How do we know what's going on in Kellyanne's world?
Yes, of course. So my Instagram and my YouTube handle are both Kellyanne Brooking, and my Twitter is Kellyanne USA.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get it up on all of our social media platforms. We'll make sure we share the heck out of this and share the heck out of this discussion as well, because I want people to absolutely follow you. Do you have any other events coming up, or are you waiting for something bigger to come along at the moment?
Well, I'm actually going to D.C. June 30th, and I'll be there through the 5th, so I'll be there for the 4th of July. I'm going to a Leadership Institute, and I'm really excited to see the White House, see D.C., and be in the Virginia area. I'm also working with a Dallas media company to transform my Instagram interview segment into a talk show, a 30-minute talk show. So that's something pretty exciting. I'm trying to find donors and sponsors. So I have some pretty big things coming up.
I love it. All right, so here's what I need you to do then. If you're going to be, you're you're basically going to be up the street then for a week when you're in D.C. So do me a favor. Make sure that Ryan has got all of your contact information, because I want to check in with you while you're in D.C. The Leadership Institute, as you know, because you've been accepted to a program there, is the premier training institute for young conservatives. And I don't know that they've ever had anybody who's 14 years old. And I think that Morton Blackwell and the crew from Leadership Institute may never even have envisioned the idea that a 14-year-old, I'm serious, would be this passionate and this informed and this talented. So you're a groundbreaker, and you're a trendsetter here. So I want to check in with you while you're doing the LI stuff, if you don't mind, and maybe get a few more people following you and reading you and listening to you.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, I'd love to meet up. That'd be absolutely fantastic.
I love it. All right, Kellyanna Brooking, thank you for being here, my friend. She is, at age 14, the youngest president and ambassador for Turning Point USA. This is a wonderful organization. And I remind you that Charlie Kirk, who's the guy who started Turning Point USA, he's really the guy behind all of it. He's going to be with us next week. Paul Manafort is going to be with us next week. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends and Fox News in general. You know, he's got that great Saturday program. And he will be with us. I want to get his reaction to the Supreme Court decision, which says to the state of New York, we get it. You want to be everybody's mommy, but you know what? We're tired of it already. I mean, that's the way I look at this. I loved my mom. I really did. I loved my mom, but I didn't want to live with her till I was 80 years old. You get to a point, you've got to make decisions. You got to make choices. And by the way, I actually have read the Constitution. This is the thing that bugs me. I'm listening to so many reports from legacy news media hacks who have simply picked up the Democrat Party talking points, swallowed them, and now they're regurgitating them. Oh, guns are bad, guns are bad, you shouldn't have guns. It's like, shut up and sit down already. Shall not be infringed. Which part of that phrase is giving you difficulty? Shall not be infringed. And here's a suggestion for a lot of the legacy news media people who are clueless on this. Sit down. I know it's difficult, but sit down, shut up, read the Constitution. In fact, don't even read all of it, because it's going to make your head spin. Just read that pesky Second Amendment. And in fact, if you have the gumption, read the decision from Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Make no mistake, you will learn a lot. You'll learn so much your hair's going to hurt because your brain's going to explode. It's 3:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.